Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Hi, Matt. Good afternoon. And thank you so much for taking the call. Hi, and happy Wednesday. My name is Richard, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. And all your answers are going to be confidential. Do you have a couple minutes of the time so I can conduct this survey with you, sir? Well, ma'am, I'm sorry.
Can you hold on for just a second? Hold
sure.
on.
Sure.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good afternoon, sir. Hi. Thank you so much for taking a call. My name is Richard, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion... I'm sorry?
I said okay.
Thank you, sir. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. All your answers are confidential, sir. Can you just provide me a couple minutes of your time so I can conduct this survey real quick?
All right.
Thank you very much, sir. Let me just go ahead and... Okay, allow me just one moment here. Okay, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television, sir?
No.
No, thank you. Okay, you're 18, okay. What are the chances you will vote in November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress in office? Are you certain to vote or probably vote, or 50-50?
I will vote.
You will vote, okay. Thank you, sir. Now, just one moment. Okay. What racial or ethnic group best describe you? Are you a white Caucasian?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other officers on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not unmotivated and 10 means that you're extremely motivated.
10.
What's your motivation on that, from 0 to 10?
10.
10. Thank you very much. Okay. Just one moment, sir. Okay. Just one moment, sir. Just go ahead and do this here real quick. In the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Republicans. Thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom you will vote? Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Trump.
Thank you. If the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat, Sherrod Brown or Republican Bernie Moreno, or for whom will you vote? For the Republican Bernie Moreno or for Democrat Sherrod Brown?
Moreno.
Okay, Moreno. Oh, okay. Thank you. It says here. Oh, now, if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Marin.
Thank you very much. Now, if there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or will you say there's no chance? Will you consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur? A chance or no chance, sir?
No.
No chance.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Okay, allow me just one moment. We're almost done on this, and I really appreciate for your patience, and thank you so much for your valuable time, okay? Let me ask you this here. In the Senate legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for the U.S. for us. How do you vote? How do you vote for this thing? Is it much less likely for you, or more likely what I just read to you, sir?
More likely.
More likely. Okay. Thank you very much. And based on what you heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or will you still vote for Marin?
I would definitely vote for Marin.
I will vote. Thank you. Thank you, sir. And okay, and sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds, so I will ask you again, if the general election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for who you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Marin.
Marin, thank you. Now, what is the last year of school that you have completed, sir?
12, high school.
12, it would be great. Okay. Okay, so you are Republican. Thank you so much. Okay, well, how important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, someone important, not too important, or not at all?
Can you repeat the question?
Sure.
I didn't understand.
It says here, sure, it will be a pleasure. How important is politics to your personal identity? Is it very important to you? Somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
I would say somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. If the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Okay, I just wanted to say, sir, thank you very much for your precious time and valuable time and patience as well. We already finished with your survey here. Thank you so much. Everything is confidential. You take care of yourself, you and your wife, and you have a wonderful afternoon. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It has been a pleasure, sir.